Affirmations exercise.
It is said we can be our own worst enemies, like by repeating messages to ourselves that make us feel worse about ourselves. On the other hand, we can use the same technique, only reverse it, and say positive things about ourselves, either out loud or to ourselves. These statements are called affirmations, and that's what I'm going to be sharing with you today. There are many benefits to affirmations. One of our basic needs is to feel that we count and matter. An affirmation can help us know that we do indeed count and matter in the world. Affirmations can help us focus on our strengths and our gifts. These can include statements like, "I am loved," or "I know I can heal." Here's a great part of using affirmations. You don't have to believe them at first, although just saying an affirmation even once increases the possibility you will begin to believe it, even if it's just a little smidgen of belief. And each time you repeat an affirmation, you will increase the likelihood that your belief in that statement will increase, slowly and surely, until you won't even want to argue or disagree. You will know the affirmation you've been repeating is absolutely true. Even if it sounds a little weird, it can be worth trying, as sometimes just repeating a positive message is helpful in times of distress. Remember how much worse you feel when you keep telling yourself things like, "I am really stupid." Stating affirmations is a way to help our brains, our minds, and our bodies to feel calmer, healthier, more confident, and powerful. It's even better to use affirmations every day when you're not feeling stressed or sad or anxious. When the day comes when you are feeling stressed, sad, or anxious, saying your affirmations may be even more powerful and healing because you've practiced letting yourself believe the message. One more thing, when you write out your affirmations, be sure to leave the words "not" or "never" or "can't" out of your affirmation. For example, "I can't believe I'm lovable." When our brains hear the negatives take over. Instead, you could say to yourself, "I can believe I'm lovable," or "I can learn to feel lovable." Another one you might refuse to say to yourself is, "I'm not strong enough." Instead, I'd suggest you say, "I am strong enough," or "I can learn to become stronger." Another one you might refuse to say to yourself is, "I know I'm not ugly." Instead, you could say, "I know I am attractive," or "I feel good about how I'm taking care of my body." I'd like to suggest a couple exercises that you might try. If you're having trouble believing your affirmation, you can do this exercise. Imagine a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle of the page. On the left side, I want you to write or print your affirmation. On the left side, write the first thought that comes to your mind, and usually these are negative things. Then write or print your affirmation on the next line. Again, write the first thought that comes to your mind. Continue to do this all the way down the page. Chances are you will run out of negative things to say. You will stop arguing with yourself and give yourself the space to begin to let yourself believe your affirmation is true. Here's an example. So I'm going to write, "I deserve to be loved and respected." And on the other side, I might write, "Who are you kidding?" I'll write it again, "I deserve to be loved and respected." And I might write after that on the right side, "After all the people I've hurt, I deserve to be loved and respected." This time I might write, "I haven't respected others. Why should they respect me?" I'll write it again, "I deserve to be loved and respected." And I might write, "I am a hateful, mean person." I'll write it again, "I deserve to be loved and respected." I might think to myself, "No one has ever loved me. I deserve to be loved and respected. Well, that might be a change. I deserve to be loved and respected. I am too used to thinking I'm worthless. I deserve to be loved and respected. Well, maybe I could change. I deserve to be loved and respected. Well, that would be amazing if I could believe that. I deserve to be loved and respected. Well, maybe I am worth believing it just a tiny bit. I deserve to be loved and respected. I do. So that's exercise number one. Here's another one you could do to practice your affirmations. I'd like to have you imagine that you're standing in front of a mirror. Now, I know where you are right now, you may not have access to mirrors. I'd like you to just imagine that there's a mirror in front of your face. And imagine that you have access to it for just a couple minutes' time. As you look in the mirror, or imagine you're looking in the mirror, try smiling the best that you can. Now say your affirmation, or maybe just think it. You don't even have to say it out loud. But think it or say it with as firm a voice as you can. There's no need to yell or scream, but say it like you believe it. Say it like you deserve to believe it. Again, if you're self-conscious or don't feel safe to speak out loud, just allow yourself to imagine you're saying it out loud, even though you nor anyone else will hear you. If a negative thought pops up, say it softly with your head down. Now look at yourself in the mirror again. Look directly at yourself. Look into your eyes and say your affirmation in as firm a voice as you can. Again, if a negative thought pops up, just say it softly with your head down. Now look at yourself in the mirror again. Look directly at yourself. Look into your eyes and say your affirmation in as firm a voice as you can, believing that you deserve to hear this affirmation. You can repeat this a number of times, and hopefully each time you can more powerfully, confidently say your affirmation. You'll increase the possibility you will actually believe it.